Save America Act seeks sweeping federal voter ID and citizenship proof requirements. The Safeguard American Voter Eligibility, Save America Act, championed by Republicans and backed by former President Trump, proposes to require documentary proof of U.S. citizenship to register and vote in federal elections, and to mandate government-issued photo ID for in-person and absentee voting. Proponents argue it is common sense to ensure that only citizens vote. Despite non-citizen voting already being illegal and exceedingly rare, Trump has intensified his calls to fix elections, advocating for federal control of election administration, a stance that contradicts the Constitution's delegation of election oversight to the states. Key provisions of the SAVE Act include proof of citizenship, such as a birth certificate or passport, for voter registration, photo ID requirements for in-person voting and copies of ID for absentee voting, mandatory in-person proof of citizenship for mail-in registration, criminal penalties for election officials who approve registrations without documented proof, even if the applicant is a U.S. citizen, state obligations to actively verify citizenship and purge non-citizens from voter rolls. Voting rights experts warn that the bill could disenfranchise millions, as 21.3 million Americans, disproportionately young voters, people of color, and highly mobile populations lack ready access to citizenship documents. Over 3.8 million adult citizens have no such documents at all, and issues like name changes on birth certificates could further complicate compliance. Critics argue the legislation would create an environment of overcompliance and fear among election officials, risking wrongful rejections of eligible voters. Polling shows strong bipartisan support for voter ID, with 83% of Americans favoring photo ID to cast a ballot, and a similar majority supporting proof of citizenship for first-time registrants. However, experts stress that implementation requires significant time and resources, with the Bipartisan Policy Center warning against such sweeping changes during a federal election year. Historical and state precedents underscore the risks. Arizona's proof of citizenship law led to a bifurcated voting system and ongoing legal battles. Kansas law was struck down after it blocked 12% of new voter registrations. New Hampshire's 2024 law led to more than 240 voters being turned away in a low turnout year. While the SAVE Act is slated for a key House vote, its Senate prospects remain uncertain. Voting rights advocates argue that the legislation would create new barriers for eligible citizens without addressing the negligible incidence of non-citizen voting.